on the underneath of this frame that would be watertight, so that they'd fill that box with water, and as you turned it, it kept the rock clean from the cuttings of the axe and made it cut faster and wear your rock slower. Mm-hmm. A dry rock would crumble much faster than a wet rock and cut slower.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the thing I drive called? What do people usually call that?
That what?
What I drive, the thing I drive. What do people usually call that around here? Just a, not a truck, but a, you know what I mean? The thing I drove up in out there, what do you call that?
Oh, you mean the vehicle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could call it your pickup or your conveyance.
What about the thing I'm in out there?
Your automobile. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your automobile.
What else could you call it besides automobile? It's even shorter, maybe. Little three-letter word. Simply a car.
Yes, you call it a car.
Simply,
yeah, car.
Which word is usually more common around here, a car or automobile?
Well, most of them address it now as an automobile.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you're talking about using grease in the frying pan. If you got grease all over your hands, they'd be what?
Greasy.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. I'll let the clock go. Oh, it's three. Okay. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene. Mm-hmm. Or coal oil.
Mm-hmm. About the same thing.
Meant the same thing. Mm-hmm. Someone drafted it. The niggers all call it coal oil, and we white people call it kerosene.
What'd you call maybe a makeshift lamp that you might have made?
Flambeau.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how you made that?
Well, I've seen them made from bottles. Just take a bottle and take a piece of cotton rope and twist it down into the neck of the bottle. It would be real tight. You fill your bottle first with oil and then twist your rope down in it to where it went all the way to the bottom, and it served as a wick, and it would burn at the top, and that was called a flambeau. I've seen them use the old time arrangement that looked like a coffee pot. That they could put the fuel in from the top, like putting water or coffee in there, and then put the rope down into the spot that you pour from, mm-hmm. and you tote it in your hand like a flashlight, mm-hmm. But it's still a flambeau.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the inside the tire of the car is the inner what?
That the tire is on?
No, that's inside the tire there. A rubber thing is just the inner body. What do you call that?
The tube?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, you said that you were a fisherman, so I'll ask you some questions about that. If, say you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say that you're what?
We launched the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what kind of boat would you use to go fishing in on a small lake?
Well, we used small, either aluminum, but in old times, our boats were made at home, and most of them were made from cypress or poplar, and they were called bateaux. Hmm.
You still call them that?
Some of them are still called bateaux.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be wooden to be a bateau?
Well, yes, I think so.
If it's aluminum, what do you usually call it?
Well, they address those as just aluminum fishing boat.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a sample,
mm-hmm. a cloth.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call anything else?
A scrap.
Mm-hmm. And say if she sees a dress that a